Week number 3 is already here, and Brock Lesnar is here to make sure that you win your week. We will be discussing the top pickups right now by Diamond Players. Keep watching. We're going to start this video by doing a quick analysis of the Week 3 schedule. So the 4 game powerhouses are Boston, Brooklyn, Dallas, Detroit, Golden State, Houston, Indiana, the LA Clippers, the LA Lakers, Miami, Milwaukee, Minnesota, New Orleans, Oklahoma City, Philadelphia, San Antonio, as well as the Washington Wizards. The 3 game strategists are Atlanta, Charlotte, Chicago, Denver, Memphis, New York, Orlando, Phoenix, Sacramento, and Utah. The 2 game considerations, Cleveland, Portland, and Toronto. The first player on my list is point guard Kyle Lowry of the Miami Heat, only 25% rostered at the moment. While he's not doing much in the way of scoring, he is getting you 1.5 threes, 4.7 assists per game with 1.5 steals, and he's doing that with a very low 1.8 turnover. So I like that assist to turnover ratio. This is a guy that in his prime was a quality fantasy asset. If you value assists and steals and potential upside, Kyle Lowry might make sense for you. Jalen Suggs is 37% rostered at the moment. While his field goal percentage is awful, he is averaging 1.8 steals, 0.7 blocks, only 1.5 turnovers. He's hitting a 3 per game and averaging 100% from the free throw line on 2 attempts per game. So he's helping you in a lot of different categories. I value steals, I value low turnovers, and the fact that he's getting me that 3 per game, it is a small sample size, but the guy's only 37% rostered. Lugans Dort can be pretty inconsistent, but in 30 minutes, in a loss against the Golden State Warriors, he made 9 of his 12 shots, took 7 free throws, he did miss 2 of them, had 6 3-pointers, 29 points, 5 rebounds, and only 1 turnover. No assists, steals, or blocks, but still 29 points, 6 3-pointers. Do keep in mind the 2 games before that, he scored in single digits twice, and the game before that was only 10 points. So he can be very boom or bust, but if he's getting hot, he might be worthy of a look. He's only 41% rostered. Malik Monk right now is only 49% rostered and has played well in the absence of De'Aaron Fox. You can see here that in 26 minutes in a loss against the Houston Rockets, he made 6 of his 13 shots, 3 of his 4 free throws, hit 3 3-pointers, 18 points, had 7 assists with 3 rebounds, no steals, but he did get you a block and only 1 turnover. He's averaging 15 points and 5 assists for the season, which is pretty surprising considering he's also getting you 1.2 blocks per game. Not something I expect to continue, but still, he's been helping you in defense and he's been helping you with 3 scoring and assists. He should probably be owned in more leagues. While he hasn't played yet, Miles Bridges' suspension of 10 games, it's about to end soon. It's been about 5 games, so in about 5 games, he should be returning. Now, do keep in mind that he got in trouble for disobeying a restraining order. We haven't heard if it's going to impact his suspension. He has been traveling and practicing with the team, but right now it may be worthy of consideration because he might have a big role on a Hornets team that's pretty sore. This is a guy that in 2021 averaged 15 shots per game, which he made 49% of, 4.2 free throw attempts per game, shot 80%, hit 1.9 threes, got you 20.2 points, 7 rebounds, 3.8 assists, 0.9 steals, 0.8 blocks, and only 1.9 turnover. This would have been an early round guy had he not gotten in trouble. I wouldn't drop anyone you value too much, but he does have some lottery ticket potential. And if you haven't yet, do me a favor and smash that like button for me and subscribe to Brock Lesnar Hoops. And watch until the end because I will be covering some deep league targets that are owned in less than 15% of leagues. And there's a lot of guys from my list last week that are no longer on the list this week because they've gone up in ownership. So I highly recommend staying until the end. Dorian Finney-Smith is a player that's getting some attention right now. He's averaging 15.2 points, 5.5 rebounds, 1.5 assists, barely any steals, half a block per game. On November 4th, in 37 minutes, he made 5 of his 10 shots, hit 4 3-pointers at 14 points, 8 rebounds, 1 assist, no steals, no blocks, but he also got you no turnover. Bogdan Bogdanovic is only 44% rostered right now, is averaging 11.7 points, 2.5 rebounds, 3.3 assists, 1.5 steals, and half a block per game. He played 21 minutes in a win against the Pelicans. While he missed 10 of his 14 shots, he did get you 2 3-pointers, 10 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal, 2 blocks, and 0 turnovers. So some useful numbers there, and I think he can even be better than this. He's also shooting guard, small forward, and power forward eligible, which to me makes him very flexible. Kyle Anderson is only 39% rostered right now. He's been playing minutes consistently in the 20s. Over the last month, he's averaging 8.8 points, 3.8 rebounds, 4.4 assists, 1.4 steals, 0.6 blocks, and only one turnover per game. He is shooting 59% from the field and 83% from the free throw line. While he's not a volume scorer, those are some really nice numbers, especially for categories leagues. Grant Williams has had a strong start to his season with his new team, the Dallas Mavericks. Right now, he's averaging 15.5 points per game, 4.8 rebounds, getting you 3.8 threes per game, shooting 55% from the field on 9 field goal attempts per game. He's getting you 0.3 steals, 0.7 blocks, only 1.2 turnovers. So, some useful production there, especially from 3 with the scoring and the efficiency from the field. Goga Bitadze had a surprise start for the injured Wendell Carter Jr. In that start, he played 26 minutes, took 6 shots, made 3 of them, made all 4 of his free throw attempts, got you 10 points, 10 rebounds, 2 assists, and 5 blocks for a guy that was on the waiver wire in most leagues. Wendell Carter Jr. injured his hand and may be out for the next few weeks. People really thought Mo Wagner was going to be the one to get the minutes, but that is not how it played out. Goga got the start and he played more minutes. So for the next few weeks, he may have value. Derek Lively II is only 40% rostered right now. Derek Lively II is only 47% rostered right now. While he has been somewhat inconsistent, he had a very strong game on November 5th in a win against Charlotte. He played 32 minutes and made 7 of his 9 shots. One of his 2 free throws, had 15 points, 14 rebounds, an assist, a block, 2 turnovers. If you're in need of a young center with upside and he's on your waiver wire, give him a look. I think he's going to be even better. Naz Reid is now 53% rostered. That ownership has gone up 2% in the last day. He's been playing consistent minutes in the 20 range. And in those minutes, he had 5 of his 9 shots, 3 of 4 free throw attempts, had 3 three-pointers, 16 points, 5 rebounds, only 1 turnover. He hasn't been blocking any shots, but he's been pretty good scoring, 16 points per game so far in the 5 games he has played. He's doing so efficiently, and he's also producing even though Karl Anthony Towns and Rudy Gobert are healthy. And if he starts getting some blocks, his value would skyrocket in that scenario. And here you can see the top pickups in Diamond Player Leagues right now. The top pickup right now is Marcus Sasser, who we will be discussing here shortly. Goga, who we already discussed. You have Dylan Brooks, Dyson Daniels, Grant Williams, Lugans Dort, Dorian Finney-Smith, Bismack Biyombo, Jalen Johnson, Talon Horton-Tucker, Malik Monk, Derek Lively, Eric Gordon, Kelly Oubre, and Jalen Suggs. This next list of players is rostered in 15% of leagues or less, except for one exception. With that exception being Marcus Sasser, who is now 18% rostered, with 13% of that being in the last day. I picked him up as a streamer yesterday because Jaden Ivey wasn't playing and there were limited options on the waiver wire, and he ended up really surprising me. And it was one of my viewers who put him on my radar with a comment they left on one of my videos. Here's the comment. In a loss against Phoenix, Marcus Sasser played 30 minutes, made 9 of his 16 shots, 56% from the field, had 4 three-pointers, 22 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists, a steal, no blocks, no turnovers. And look at that, the guy has only turned the ball over twice all season. Will he be able to play himself into a larger role? I would pick him up and see. Dyson Daniels is 10% rostered right now, 7% in the last day. And the reason for that is we did learn CJ McCollum has a collapsed lung. It is the second time that lung has collapsed. He will probably be out over the next several weeks, which has opened up opportunity for someone like Dyson Daniels, who was already playing 20 plus minutes per game. Malachi Branham has some opportunity due to the injury to Devin Vassell. We don't know how long Devin Vassell is going to be out, but as long as he is, it looks like Malachi may be getting some minutes. He played 25 minutes, had 16.6 rebounds, 2 assists, no steals or blocks, but he made 8 of his 9 shots. I think his production is going to be deep league production at best, even with Devin Vassell not playing. So don't drop anybody too valuable or in a league that's too shallow. Jamal Murray did not play, which led to Reggie Jackson getting more minutes. He played 25 minutes, made 6 of his 10 shots, had 16 points, 3 assists, a block, 1 turnover. He's only 8% rostered, so he's available in many leagues. Jordan Hawkins is another player on the Pelicans who may benefit from the injury to CJ McCollum. You can see here, he's also been playing consistent minutes. Last game at 15 points, 5 rebounds, 1 steal, 1 turnover, and hit 4 three-pointers. Give him a look in your deeper leagues. Drew Eubanks has been a quality block streamer for 2 or 3 seasons now, but he's taken it to a new level. For the season, he's shooting 60% from the field, 80% from the free throw line. Not getting you many points or rebounds, but he is getting you 2.3 assists, 1.7 blocks, and 1.4 turnovers per game. The blocks, really nice, almost 2 blocks per game for a guy that's only 15% rostered. Give him a look if you need the shot blocking potential and to pad your field goal percentage. Bismack Biyombo is only 6% rostered. He just signed with the Memphis Grizzlies and was able to get a start due to Xavier Tillman missing the game really last minute. He played 26 minutes, had 8 points, 11 rebounds, 4 assists, and 3 blocks. Once Xavier Tillman returns, will he have enough minutes to have value? Probably not, but in the short term, he's worthy of a look if you're in a really deep league and you need some big man production. Jalen Smith played 21 minutes in a close loss to the Hornets, made 4 of his 6 shots, missed 1 of his 2 free throws, had 2 three-pointers made, 11 points, 9 rebounds, an assist, only 1 turnover. So he's not really a guy that gets you many defensive numbers, but he can score, he can hit threes, and he's a pretty good producer in limited minutes. If he were ever to get 25 to 30 minutes per game, I think you would see this guy flying off a waiver wire. So here we have a list of the top drops in Diamond Leagues right now. You have Xavier Tillman, Grayson Allen, Dario Saric, Caris LeVert, Zaire Williams, Brandon Miller, Max Struss, Robert Williams III, who exited the game with a knee injury, Gary Trent Jr., who has been terrible, and I would consider moving on, Gary Payton II, who many just streamed because they wanted some steals to try to finish the week strong in that category. You have Nick Richards, Josh Okogie, Lonnie Walker, Drew Eubanks, who I would recommend holding on to if you need the blocks, and Isaac Okoro. And if you are wondering how I get these cool games remaining for the week numbers right here from your Yahoo UI, well, I'll tell you how you can get that as well. You too can see this by getting the Fantasy Basketball Wizard Chrome and Firefox extension. It's an incredibly useful tool that not only lets me see quickly how many games a player has remaining for that week on the waiver wire, but it also gives me matchup totals against my opponents to let me know where I'm lacking, what will be a close win, what I can just completely neglect because I have no chance of winning. I've used this tool for years, and I'm very happy that I get to partner with the Fantasy Basketball Wizard today. You can get the extension yourself. There's a link in my description. So to wrap up this week's video, I want to discuss 3 of my leagues, what's happening so far. This is going to be my Brock Lesnar Hoops free subscriber league, my Brock Lesnar Hoops $25 subscriber league, and my Brock Lesnar Hoops $50 subscriber league. And just an FYI, this Wizard Me versus the League is another feature of the Fantasy Basketball Wizard Chrome extension. Once the games start running, this will show you a projection of how you fare against everyone else in your league for that week. Amazing, amazing, amazing tool. Please check it out. But anyways, enough about that. Let's go over my Brock Lesnar Hoops Fantasy Free League for starts. Right now, I am in seventh place. I have an 8-8-2 record. Shout out to Team Duncan and Cutie Pielas, who are 1-2 with the exact same record. I was able to win a very close matchup last week, but I'm not fretting too much. A, it's still very early in the season, and B, I'm getting James Harden back tonight. I honestly think this team is very strong and I'm going to have success with it. Like I said, I just added James Harden. I picked up Marcus Sasser off the waiver wire to see if he can keep it going. I have Paul George. I have sleepers like Mark Williams. I have strong players like DeAndre Ayton. Damian Lillard is on my squad. I have Donovan Mitchell, who's absolutely crushing it right now. PJ Washington, somebody else that I value. I am missing Anthony Simons and Trey Murphy III, which means this team has the potential to be a lot better in just a month or two. I'm not sweating. In my Brock Lesnar Hoops $25 subscriber league, I'm in the top three in this league with Tyler's team leading the way with a 14-4 record. I'm not too far off at 13-5. And then you have habitual line steppers in second place with a 13-4-1 record. So I'm very excited about this team that I managed to put together. It was a bit experimental, but so far the experiment is working. I have Steph Curry, Josh Giddey, Jalen Suggs, Keegan Murray, Victor Wembanyama, Chet Holmgren, Miles Turner, Derek Lively II, Jabari Smith Jr., just added Kyle Lowry this morning, Talen Horton-Tucker, Max Strus, and Scotty Barnes, who has been amazing so far this season, averaging 22.6 points, 9.9 rebounds, 5.9 assists, 1.1 steals, and 2.1 blocks. I think this is the type of season we expected him to have last year. That's why I had him as a sleeper, and I told you during the offseason, I think this guy's about to break out, and break out he has. So shout out to him, really helping me in this league. So this is a really strong squad. I did just miss out on CJ McCollum, so I am hoping that by picking up Talen Horton-Tucker as well as Kyle Lowry, I can stay afloat until I get CJ McCollum back, who was pretty decent before his injury. I also have Trey Murphy III in this league, so once he comes back, I should be stronger. All right, so in my Brock Lesnar Hoops $50 league, I am getting my butt kicked. Currently sitting at an abysmal 3-15-0 record. So this squad, I have DeAnthony Melton, James Harden, Jalen Suggs, Mikal Bridges, Jalen Williams, Kyle Anderson, Karl-Anthony Towns, Jonas Valanciunas, Tyrese Halliburton, Tyus Jones, Jordan Clarkson, Kelly Olynyk, who I might move on from, Jakob Poeltl, and I have Nick Claxton, who has been injured, Miles Bridges, who's still been out the whole season due to that suspension, and I'm getting James Harden back tonight. I think being able to add James Harden should make me more competitive. I have a lot of strong pieces, some of them underperforming. I think the combination of Tyrese Halliburton, James Harden, being able to have Jalen Williams, Karl-Anthony Towns, it's going to give me a lot of flexibility, especially once I get Miles Bridges, if I do get him back, and Nicholas Claxton. And that is today's video. I hope you found it informative. I try to have it jam-packed so my analysis and research can help you win your week. If you enjoyed it, show me some love by smashing that like button for me and by subscribing to Brock Lesnar Hoops if you have not yet. I also want you to follow me on other platforms. You can find me on Instagram. That's Brock Lesnar. I'm also a comedian. You can look me up on YouTube. The name is just Brock Lesnar, not Brock Lesnar Hoops. That is my comedy channel. And you can look me up on TikTok, which is a place where I'm also putting out shorts and fantasy basketball content. You can find me on TikTok at THE Brock Lesnar. Until next time, this is Brock Lesnar of Brock Lesnar Hoops. Take care.